President John Evans Atta Mills is set to embark on a nationwide campaign for this year's electioneering as the NDC prepares to launch the campaign next month. Speaking to the presidential press corps at the Castle Osu, the Director of Communications at the Presidency, Kwoku Anyidoho, said President Mills is still committed to the Better Ghana agenda. This is because the people of Ghana need development. Mr. Anyidoho explained that the Better Ghana agenda hinges on investing in people, building a resilient and robust economy, jobs, and providing an honest, transparent, and accountable governance.
It's always been about development. The people of Ghana certainly gave the president a mandate to improve their lot. Of course, the president also campaigned on the platform of change, promising to build a better Ghana, you know, anchoring the Better Ghana agenda around four major pillar points: investing in people, building a strong and resilient economy, expanding infrastructure, and then, of course, governing in an open, honest, and transparent manner. And so precisely the reason why President Mills is stepping out, as it were, to let the people of Ghana follow the development agenda. You can only invest in people if you provide quality education. You can only provide quality education if you provide proper learning environment and commissioning, you know, of the three-story 18 classroom block edifice in Mamprobi. It's a clear testimony of President Mills' investing in people agenda. And that story building is only one out of 72 coming up in the Accra metropolis alone. It's a solid development that the people are going to pay attention to, especially as the election is coming up. And that's what President Mills is focused on. The more he steps out there, and the more people see him. Because when we go out, that's what I keep hearing. People say, we thank God for our president, and he's healthy, he's fit, and that's it. So once he continues to be out there, that is what will confound those who wish him dead. And we thank God that he's alive and he's strong, and it is God who gives, and at God's own appointed time, he will decide.
President Mills and former President Rawlings met at the castle at the instance of President Mills. He said the feedback from the rank and file of the NDC is positive, as the party needs a united front to start the 2012 campaign. Mr. Anyidoho refuted some publications that the meeting took place in Bata, Equatorial Guinea.
President Mills is the leader of the NDC. President Rawlings is the founder of the NDC. And so they decided to meet. And so, yes, President Mills threw the invitation, and President Rawlings accepted. And yes, the former president and the current president, yes, they met here in the castle. That the party full soldiers are extremely happy. The feedback is positive, that the founder and the leader of the great NDC party have met. And for us, that is it. I mean, you saw President Rawlings raise President Mills' hand in Sunyani after Congress spoke, and then they've met again. The NDC is united, I mean, and the party full soldiers are happy, and that's it. We're just hoping that God himself will lead us through the elections, and as President Mills continues to say, that we'll come out of the election unscathed, and that no persons will be allowed, you know, to have their own way in terms of disturbing the peace of the country. We can only move forward, not backwards.
The Director of Communications at the Presidency said Ghana stands to benefit more from gas than the oil. It is for this reason that the government is putting in place the necessary infrastructure to enable the country to enjoy maximum benefits from the gas. This, according to Mr. Anyidoho, will greatly aid the country's industrial takeoff. He said a test run of the gas pipelines will be carried out this November.
Hoping that by November, the gas pipelines will be tested. The infrastructure is being laid. And I can tell you that the gas is going to mean more to us as a nation than even the oil. It is the gas that we're going to use to really power energy supply. And so then we reduce the cost of energy. It is the gas that is going to help us power the petrochemical industries, the allied industries that are going to come out, the fertilizer industries, and all the other allied industries that are going to come out as a result of the oil find. And so gas is really what is going to take us to that level. The oil, yes, it's good, but it's the gas. And thank God that we have more gas than oil. And if what Dr. Sipayanki is saying, and we believe so, then towards the end of this year, once we start the test runs, God willing, President Mills gets second term in 2013, Ghana should be a different story altogether.
Director of Communications at the Presidency, Kwoku Anyidoho.